Blog Talk Radio.
Truth be told, it's about the time to get to the bottom line. No filter, no hesitation. It's time for truth be told. Top of the hour, middle of the day. But before you lay your head, let the truth be told. City to city, we getting it. Can you feel it? Let's get to the nitty gritty. It's time for truth be told.
Again, it's Wednesday, hump day. You right here with Truth Be Told, the hump day cure on the one and only Dial House Radio, baby. I'll be your host for this evening. This your girl, Miss STL. Check me out at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the whole Dial House family, because we go hard 7 days a week at DialHouseRadio.com. Like the show page, TruthBeTold_DHR, or hey, go like us on Twitter, Truth Be Told, STL at Twitter. But, hey, we got an awesome show lined up for y'all tonight. So without further ado, before I proceed, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. The real Mr. Timer, baby. What time is it? Where you at?
Hey, yo. Blocker. It's your motherfucking dog, the real Mr. Timer in the motherfucking building. What's good? What's up, Miss AKA in the building? You know what it do. You know what's up. Hey, yo, hit me up on Twitter at The Real Mr. Timer. Again, that's The Real Mr. Timer. Hit me up at St. Louis Mobster 314. That's S-C-L-O-U-I-S-M-O-B-S-T-R 314 at gmail.com. I'm handing the mic back to you, Lou. That's good.
Hey, man, it's all good, baby. Hey, before we do anything, though, the boss lost the boss. What's up? I know you in the building, baby.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? That's right. It's your boy,
yeah.
Machiavelli. I'm in the building. Y'all can reach me on Twitter at The Boss Floss. You know how we do it. What's good, fam?
Hey, man. Another day, another dollar. Same shit, different toilet. You know how that go.
Push gotta on. Make a holla. Yeah. It sounded good. It did sound good before I said it, okay? It sounded good.
Hey, it all sound good, baby. Hey, y'all doing good, everybody? How y'all feeling this heat? Y'all ready? Are y'all ready for a St. Louis summer, though? Y'all ready?
Oh, yes. I'm always on deck.
It stay hot on my block. Well, Afra, it's hot as a motherfucker right now. Really, truth be told.
Man, that's all of St. Louis right now, boy. John Blaze, you dig?
Nah, that's all in the country.
Radio, baby.
Whole country on fire.
Everything, everywhere is just John Blaze right now, man. I'm wishing everybody the best of everything because it's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for the kids. It's hard out here for the adults. It's hard out here for the women. It's hard out here for the elderly. I'm just saying, y'all watch your back, keep your head straight, your nose up, and your shit to the grindstone, baby, because it's hard out here. Hey, real talk, truth be told. Hey, real quick, before we proceed, let's go ahead into these dollhouse announcements. Can we get royalty in here to let us know what's going on with the dollhouse family, though?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, we back. Good.
Royalty. Yes.
All day.
With them Dollhouse Radio announcements. It says, Tia, where you at? If you talking, I can't hear shit. Speaking for self.
Microphone check.
The ball.
1, 2, 1, 2. What's good, bro? What's good? Tell him,
you,
tell him, hey. Tell him where Miss Royalty be, man.
Oh, yeah, you definitely, that was Miss Royalty, you know what I'm saying? But you can find her on Twitter at AMR Artistry. That's AMRARTISTRY. She's the host of Beauty and Beats that comes on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Dollhouse Radio. And also, Miss Royalty is the Dollhouse Radio Executive Assistant. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boss lady, India Morrell. Yeah. Shout out to the boss lady. I don't know what the hell happened to Miss STS. She done must have motherfucking took her
hookah break.
Took her a motherfucking early smoke break, then snuck out the motherfucking back door or something.
Oh, I never sneak out the back door. I'm always in the building.
Look at her.
In the building.
Look at
it's
her.
What I do.
Always in the building, huh?
Always really? In the building. When you think I left, I'm in the corner sipping on Patron, you dig, and smoking the L. Now, Yeah.
We talking to her. We talking to the
let's get it.
She cut off good.
I mean, hey, you got a lot to say, Timer. Tell them what time it is, baby. Where we going? What you doing? What we got to say? What time is it, baby?
Middle fingers up, high haters. That's what time it is. I mean, you want me to go? You want me to start this shit off? Oh, baby, you ain't said nothing.
I already did start it off, baby. Come on, let's go.
You ain't said nothing. Let's get into this to tell you the truth. Hot topics. Quarter one.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? First quarter. Fuck it. What I want to bring up is I was looking through the world, you know what I'm saying, and come to find out that Nelly has a new EP, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out. Now, peep this shit. His new EP is going to be country, a country album. What the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker's supposed to be caught off.
If Lil Wayne could try to sing a whole album, I know Nelly could do one country track. He done did a couple of songs already. I don't like
man.
It. He sucked. Truth be told, that's just my opinion, Miss STL, and these views do not reflect the views of Dollhouse Radio, but I'm just saying, everybody else do it. Why not?
Fuck that. Man, if Superman Granddaddy IU, it's my nigga Skeez always used to, if Superman Granddaddy IU, I'm talking about OG Keith Sweat ain't made no country album, there is no fucking way why Nelly is making a country album. Now, y'all know that motherfucking Keith Sweat is country as a motherfucker, right?
Merry go round and round.
Hey.
There you go, telling me no again. There you go. Man, that nigga country is a motherfucker. That motherfucker straight out of backwoods of small town somewhere.
Didn't he already do a song with Tim McGraw? Didn't he do a song already with Tim McGraw?
Who, Nelly?
Yeah, he had a country song before.
Yeah,
this is not his first shot at doing it.
That wasn't country. He was rapping. What was that, country rap?
Evidently, because he had a country singer on the track.
No, that ain't got shit to do. No, man, rap is rap. You can get on, a rapper can get on a fucking rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? A rapper who cold enough that, you know, it's all about the time. And a rapper can get on a heavy metal, you know what I'm saying, and make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't considered country. He was on the country. He had McGraw on there with him, but come on, man. That dude, man, come on, man, stop it. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you know, cuz said he can sing. Man, do an R&B album. You hear me? Mr. E.I.
I'll
himself?
I'll keep you 100. He doesn't have that much. He can carry a tune, but he doesn't. He ain't got it like that to rock no whole album. But that's just my opinion. I mean, if the dude from Hootie and the Blowfish can go from Hootie and the Blowfish and have a number one song on the country charts, I think any damn body can do it. Truth be told. And I'm not a Nelly fan.
That was my shit in high school.
Fan.
You hear me? I was a hey, hey you thought of Hootie and Goat, man, that was my shit in high school, swear to God. Truth be told, that was my shit, man. I only wanna be with you. Yeah, man, stop. Truth be told, I'm done. Hey, I'm just saying that was my shit. I was thinking that shit and getting ready to, you know, anyway, let's keep it moving.
That was so
that's all that shit. Hey, Floss, what you got? Floss ain't saying shit on it. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Floss? I mean, how you feel about Nelly making a country track?
Hey, man, y'all already know where I stand with that guy, man.
Tell the people.
I don't know. I don't even. This guy, man, just doing stuff to stay in the news, man. He. I don't know. To me, he ain't really made nothing that I really even fucked with for real lately.
I mean, after getting caught up with that little debacle on his tour bus, shit, he lucky if it go through, because a lot of people don't want to be affiliated with certain things, truth be told. You better hope they don't, you know.
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's from the heroin to the motherfucking meth. I mean,
the meth?
Boy, hey, Billy, boy. I mean, really?
That's why they're going to do country. Like, he's probably singing it on the tour bus on the way to their show.
Man, I'm finna start the WWE chant. You sold out. You hear me?
Really?
Truth be told. Yeah, right. Truth be told. Shit. I mean, come on, man. Stop it. Man, come on. Cornell, on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Drop an R&B album.
Government.
You know what I'm saying? drop some R&B album. You know what I'm saying? Fuck country. No pun intended. You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm Thunder Road to motherfucking Billy Strait. I think, what's my dude, George Strait? Oh, man. Cross my heart and, hey, don't get me started.
Really?
I love all music as long as it makes sense.
Pause. Wait a minute. Hold on. Time, you was finna try to do that for real? Straight up?
Damn right. Pure Country, back in high school, that was when I was looking at Hootie and Goldfish. I was watching Pure Country before I hit the streets. But in the third wave, you know what I'm saying? The third wave hitting the streets. I used to watch Pure Country. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that movie. That's for you. And don't act like you don't like Dolly Parton. Don't act like you don't love Dolly Parton. Sweetest thing in the world. Love her. Attitude. Beautiful. She my
Dolly
WCW
Parton.
Of the day. Who y'all WCW of the day? Because I'm going to say Dolly Parton is my WCW of the day. Truth be told. Y'all got a WCW of the day?
Hey, I got a WCW every damn day. Alright. Well, you know what? Hey, you know what? Because she played me. Boss Lady. Sexy India, you my WCW. Boom. Boom.
You
couldn't remember.
You already.
Miss STL. Don't forget it.
Boss, Miss STL already lost it. Done said her name right. India. It's India.
excuse me. India Morrell. Boss Lady.
Yeah, get it right out there.
My WCW. Boom. Hey, I'm from the hood. I mean, I'm just saying. Don't get offended. I'm just saying. Hey.
Floss the Boss. You got a WCW of the day fail.
No, I don't.
Boo.
Really?
Hey, hold up. Hey, can somebody nest the floss rub across his shoulder and make sure he ain't tasting like cool whip. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all right.
Hey, WCW to anybody that's out here holding it down. They got kids that work a 9-to-5, that do what they do to support their family and handle their business. I support any woman that get out there and do that. So WCW to anybody out there who gets it in like that, man, support you because it's hard, I heard. It's hard.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
For real. I think for real, in my opinion, yeah, like anybody holding it down, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? I get a big WCW to him for real, cause I mean it's hard out here for, like you said earlier, for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, if you're just doing your thing and you ain't out here, you know what I'm saying, out here jerking, you know, people for their stuff, and which I'm gonna get into in a minute in one of my stories, but we about to hit this break, so I'm gonna hold it to
man. My WCW to all the beautiful women out there that take care of yourself, your feet right, your hair right, and damn sure your breath right. If your breath right, then, well, let me take it back. Like my uncle said, if them feet together, everything else is flawless. You hear me? So you catch what I'm saying. So
make sure it's your breath in your both mouths. I'm just saying, all your lips should be fresh. I think that's what, no? I'm doing too much? That's too soon? No?
You know what I'm saying? like Martin say, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's cold down there. Pick the balls up. Flo, it's cold down there. That's my WCW. You know what I'm saying? Cuff the balls, baby. Cuff the balls. You
hey, man. Today we have a few celebrity birthdays I wouldn't mind shouting out. Shout out happy birthday, George Clooney. Turned 54. Meek Mill's 28. And Gabrielle Sinabé. You know what I'm saying? From Empire turns 32 today on Hump Day with us.
Shout out. And also shout out to Bray Williams. Happy birthday to you. Salute. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to throw no ages out there because I know how y'all don't like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Much love. Salute. Happy birthday. You know?
It's to you. Throw it all out there.
Hey, I mean, it's not a secret.
Shout out to so-and-so. Yeah, they 95. You told my age on the radio,
girl,
I'm going to kill you.
Hey, I'm sorry if y'all offended, but, hey, they put it out there. Somebody's got to know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not going to be a secret. They coming up. And, I think I'm going up a little bit this year. I'll give myself another 2 years. But that's as far as I'm willing to go. But that's neither here nor there. But like you said, It's 420 somewhere. So we're going to go ahead and make that happen here, truth be told. We're going to get on that Torah with Lotion. Listen right here on Dollhouse Radio. Truth be told, you dig? Let go.
Truth be told.
You looking kind of super fly yourself, baby. You got to be super fly if you're Miami. So in the long run, it's all about that paper, ain't it? Jones.
If you're looking for a real woman, here I am with my dukes up. So you better understand, I won't accept nothing but a real man. Initiate the night and let me take your hand. We can get closer and closer to you. It's what I recommend. Your selfish ways make me colder. Maybe I'll get into your head. You see, you're not.
I'ma be cool, let you decide. Jump on a jet, shoot through the sky. You look like something I can utilize. I shoot a ride, root the sky. Ice up cross, crucify. Louis Vuitton, Louis fly. Turn your ass out on a Gucci high.
With Lotion, listen, heard that right here on Dollhouse Radio, baby. If you're just now tuning in, you're here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038 and hit the one, because if you don't hit one, we don't know you want to talk to us. So without further ado, the boss floss the boss. What it do on your neck of the woods, baby?
The boss floss the boss. Look,
in
my neck of the woods, I would like to speak about a woman who doesn't get a WC today, and that would be Sophia Bank. I don't know if y'all heard about this story, but it was out of Bellefonte Neighbors here in the Lou. There was a three-year-old kid, and it was left at her house. She locked the kid in the bedroom, didn't have no water. Had a plate of old chicken nuggets, and it was sleep in a pissy diaper, all right, while she was going to work. Now, not only was the kid there alone with no supervision, but a burglar breaks in the house, is what the neighbors had claimed. And so they called the police because they saw the door was kicked in. And the kid couldn't get out the room because she had the kid tied the door handle of the room tied to something, you know what I'm saying, from the outside. And luckily the burglars didn't do anything to the kid or nothing, you know. I don't know if they went in that room or not. They didn't do anything to the kid. The police, when they got there, they found the kid at home. And I don't know. I just think that's. And she claimed that she didn't have nobody else to watch the kid while she went to work. I just thought that.
So was you tied the door handle so the child couldn't release itself from the room. And I'm sorry.
3 year old kid.
I'm dazed. 3 years old. Can barely take themselves to the bathroom. You know, you gotta. Come on, man. What is going on in this world and these people and their kids and not. This shit is disrespectful. Truth be told.
They're trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses. That's what that's about. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers can't. You know what I'm saying? Don't. You know what I'm saying? It's horrible. If you can't find a motherfucking babysitter, God is trying to tell you something. And what he's trying to tell you is stay your black ass at home. You know what I'm saying? So whatever punishment that she takes, whatever punishment that they give her for her fucked up decision making, you know what I'm saying? She deserves all of it, truth be told.
I can't even go for that. Because my thing is, there are resources out here. You just have to know how to work this shit, truth be told. I mean, if you don't have family, a cousin, a little sister, an auntie, a great uncle, anybody that's not willing to watch your kids that you trust, they have crisis centers and everything where you can just go drop the child off. There, you can go get a gym membership. Even they got babysitting at the gym. So I'm just saying, there's so many things that you can do. There's enough out here as far as resources for people to get help. I know, because I got great nieces and nephews, and all you have to do. Education is key. Educate yourself on this system and these resources that are available that people don't take time to invest time to look and see what they're eligible for. If you're below a certain income, which most of the community is below the poverty line, there are so many resources out here when it comes to these kids. It's ridiculous. But I bet you're ready to get that $3,000 tax credit at the end of the year. But through the rest of the year, I'm gonna need you to take care of these babies. Truth be told.
I mean, you know, it's like the doctors, you know, they got a drug for everything out here except for stupid. It's crazy.
Also, truth be told, shit, you said there's resources out here. Resources is pay the damn money. Motherfuckers, if you you offer a motherfucker some money to watch your children, of course, somebody that you trust, you know what I'm saying? That's the resource that motherfuckers lack, and you want to go, motherfuckers want to go keep up, once again, keep up with the Joneses, you know what I'm saying? Pop bottles in the club, but you know, you know, but it's 10 o'clock. Do you know your children are? You know what I'm saying? So it's a real fucked up situation. Yeah, there's resources and shit, but, you know, I wouldn't trust nobody with my babies flat out because motherfuckers ain't, you know, regardless if they educated or not, these motherfuckers, everybody ain't able to take care of no kids. Like my grandma said, don't have kids if you don't have patience. And these motherfuckers who be trying to run these daycares, a lot of them motherfuckers just like that. They don't have patience, you know what I'm saying? So, man, fuck that.
I mean,
you're right.
You're right in what you were saying about it ain't even about smarts, you know what I'm saying? But the thing in this situation that struck me is she ain't even got common sense, bruh. She be on not even having smarts. She ain't even got no fucking common sense. I mean, to leave a kid unattended that's 3 years old, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, the kid's in protective custody now, which is a good thing, and she's facing child endangerment charges, you know what I'm saying? So.
Bad thing.
But
I mean
it's a good thing compared to the situation the situation the kid was in, being locked in a room by itself unattended.
Right.
With old ass chicken
nuggets. If you call yourself going to work, you're at work for some hours. And even part time, you're gone for 4 hours. Do you know how much a little kid can use a diaper in 4 hours? You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's just lack of common sense, just not putting your child before yourself. Once you have a baby, self goes out the window, and it's all about the baby. You know what I'm saying? I understand you want to get to work. If you can't do so, call in. You don't have nobody. Like I said, they have crisis nurseries, and all. You don't even have to make an appointment. You just show up. Like, I can't do this right now. I need some help. Please help me. And they take the baby in. You know what I'm saying? There are resources out here, but leaving a baby in a room with the doorknob tied and all that, that's cruel. That's just fucking cruel. Sorry, truth be told. It's just how I feel about it. That's my opinion. Like, assholes, everybody got one, and that's mine. So, I don't care what kind of job you have. You could be making $27 an hour, and I don't give a fuck. If you're making that much, you got enough to pay somebody to come babysit for a couple hours. So, truth be told.
I mean, when people do shit like that, 9 times out of 10, they've already burnt their bridges. Therefore, it won't nobody fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? The type of people say, can you watch my baby for the night? Then you don't see them the Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? It was Friday night when they dropped them off. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, looking at the whole situation, put two or two together, you know what I'm saying? She appears to be that parent that has burnt her bridges, and it got to the point where ain't nobody fucking with her. But once again, you know what I'm saying? She should have been smart enough to come up out that money. If she didn't have it, then she needs to stay her ass at home, truth be told.
And truth be told, I mean, real talking, like we always say, I mean, she ain't had to get herself pregnant. I mean, where the hell is the daddy at? Somebody, you know what I mean? Every kid is two different families. Kids don't usually just have one family. You know what I'm saying?
It's different. I mean, everybody don't grow up with mama and daddy. Everybody don't have that BM, or I like to say SM.
Exactly,
son.
And that's why I was saying
everybody don't have that, you know what I'm saying, because of dealing with ignorant motherfuckers, and it can be the other way around, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, truth be told, I mean, whereas the daddy, the daddy probably be the one that might get him if daddy's stable enough, you know what I'm saying, but
some truth be told shit, it can be, it's, at this day and age, and it's sad to say, it's a point where you can't trust, unless it's you, yourself, which you got silly motherfuckers doing silly shit like that, you can't even trust, even when it comes to the other parental figure. Sometimes you can't even trust that, because you got people hurting babies, killing them, molesting them, all kinds of stuff.
But
so,
you're taking the shit so far left right now. I mean, I'm an optimist.
I'm just speaking real
shit.
Truth be told, I'm just speaking real shit.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, that's the whole reason. I understand that, but with the same token, I'm not even going to think negative on daddy, and if it was dad, I wouldn't be thinking negative on mom. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact, you really don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if everybody sit back and try to figure out, it's like I said before, if everybody knew their own date of death, just imagine what motherfuckers would do. If everybody would sit back with an idle mind and think about certain shit like how you just took that to left field, man, wouldn't nobody keep, me personally, I know, man, I don't trust anybody with mine. You know what I'm saying? So it's a few motherfuckers, I got a big family, it's a few motherfuckers I do trust. And the rest of the motherfuckers, middle fingers up, high haters. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, motherfuckers may hate you and take their frustration that they got, hate you, they hate you towards you and take it out on the baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of everything you say. But, I mean, if anybody, if you put your hand, your children in the hands of anybody, hopefully it's somebody that you do trust enough to do such a thing. It's kind of like handing your keys over to a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
On some real truth be told shit, if the daddy any worse than her, then them two, it should be illegal for them two to even have sex. I ain't bullshitting. That should be against the law.
Hey, let's
be told.
Yeah, man. Hey, we got to go ahead and pay these bills, man. We're going to go ahead and get into another dollhouse break. We're going to go in with that old Jaquan, Me Too, new joint.
Me Too.
Jaquan, Me Too, right here on the one and only dollhouse radio. It's hump day, baby. We here every Wednesday night. You dig? Let go.
Salute, because H-H-M, Hood Hop Music for Life. Salute. Let's go.
Salute.
Just got to check.
Me too.
Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Me too.
Hanging down and diving, I respect.
Me too. holding back. True for the clothes, but the gold that glows on the neck. Half of them gold and them plaques. The rappers I pose as a threat. Trip, I'm exposing the tech. I fall like rose in the neck. I'm a well-known seller. Bitch, come with me, did she get no dinner? Maybe two things, yeah, maybe one pill, yeah, maybe one drink. Then I finna go, and I wake up in the morning, and I just can't remember. All I know is she sung, and she sung like a tenor. When I was in her, tap, tap, when I was in her. Fuck that night, I remember. Yeah,
just got a check.
Me too.
Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Only me too.
Hanging down in diamond every
day. Me too.
Got a baby mama, that's a red.
Me too.
Scared. About to
pull up in the bed.
My condoms is extra large. I friends, I sign them and let them ride around. I got extra cars. Tryna go where I've been before. Tryna Jay Kwan money make a seminar.
Just got a check.
Me too.
Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Only me too.
Hanging down and diving every bit.
Me too.
Got a baby mama that's a rat.
Me too.
About to pull up.
Anticipating on me, yeah. Fancy about it.
Me too, yeah.
Bitches waiting on me, yeah. They niggas hating on me, yeah. That's it, we don't need. Baby's waiting on me, yeah. Anticipating on me, yeah. Fancy about it.
Me too, nigga.
Me too.
Me too.
Crying for the man,
come hit
him.
Only me too.
Can you put your city on the
hey,
map?
Hey,
me too.
One and only, truth be told, you right here every Wednesday night, only on Dial House Radio. If you just now tuning in, get hit us up at 646-595-4038. Push the one if you got something to say. You just finished hearing Jay Kwan, Me Too. Now,
yeah. I'm
to the
calls
next segment,
to,
baby.
Hey, you're not picking up calls until to that last half hour, baby, so hold on pressing that one. You know what I'm saying? So we can get through these stories. Let's get through these stories.
All right, let's hit up. Yeah, I wanted to talk about something real quick. This get the SAF Award, the Saddest Fuck Award. I want to talk about the two gentlemen that at the Metrolink. This happened in St. Louis, Missouri. Attacked the 66-year-old driver to get him to. They wanted to jack bus transfers. Now, I don't know if you've been on a bus, but the transfers, the little blue ticket you get, that gives you 3 free hours to ride, so you pay a couple of extra bucks and you can hop any metro, any bus you want to for 3 hours and take care of your business. But little Don Don and Ray Ray, because they haven't released the gentleman's name as far as I know, unless they've done it recently. But, yeah, Jack, the 66-year-old driver, at the Metrolink station to make him give them transfers. I get sensitive. Does anybody have anything to say about this SAF Award? Because that's sad as fuck. You jacked this 66-year-old man to beat him up for transfers. What?
Is that the dude that crashed into the bus stop thing?
Yes.
Okay. Into the little, yeah. Yeah,
at the Metro Link. Now they have
Metro,
secure armed. A lot of them are armed. They have 24-hour security, day, even, night. Where was the security when all this was going on? Because it happened at the Metrolink station. So I'm trying to figure out, why wasn't somebody, where was everybody at when this happened?
Because the Metrolink station is big, girl. You can't watch the whole thing and you're just one security person.
The bus only pulls up to, they all pull up at the same stop.
I know at the same stop, but they got to watch the buses and the Metrolink.
It's more than one person on that lot. It's not one person patrolling the whole lot.
Man, it ain't that many. It ain't that many. That's why they was asking for more people on the news. The Metrolink people was asking because some of them is off duty police. They already had.
And then they make it even more sad that you are off duty policemen and this happened. That's even more sad.
I mean,
truth be told,
man, bada bing, bada boom, tomato, tomatoes. Man, at the end of the day, they got motherfuckers on surveillance. Who gives a fuck? And because, I mean, them motherfuckers, it's kind of like jacking a motherfucking car and expecting to ride that bitch all fucking weekend. Who cares? The motherfuckers going to get this at the end of the day. It's fucked up, but you play stupid, you get played stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck that. I mean, right there, that type of shit is like, man, what you in here for, man, Jack and Trance? And go sit your dumb ass down, man. That's what I would say to him. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't even worth me talking about the motherfuckers. It's sad, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, hey, I don't know what they're going to do when they're going to have to punch them motherfuckers right. But, man, they, you know, them Metrolink, you know, they got money. They fucking, if the motherfuckers, they blue right now, them motherfuckers are fucking around to be yellow tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So that don't mean they getting away with shit. You know, truth be told. Yeah.
That's why y'all get the SAF award, because that's sad as fuck. And I just, you know, that's just, I had to put it out there. And it's sad. He's a 66-year-old man. Y'all some little young Thundercats. And to me, all these people committing all these crimes and hurting kids and women and the elderly, get the fuck out there and get a job. Truth be told, man, get your life. Like, this is it right here. Get your fucking life. Truth be told, and I'm out. I'm just saying.
You out. Okay, let's move on. That's cool. I am out next. My next story, man, is about Terrific. Who they call him? Terrific Tom. He's terrifically fucked. You know what I'm saying? That's the Deflategate. You know what I'm saying, with Tom Brady, and you know today the breaking news that Tom Brady was aware of the Deflategate scandal. You know what I'm saying, where they deflated the ball in the NFC Championship game versus the Indianapolis Colts. You know, and they pulled text messages to phone records and kind of find out they saying that Tom actually knew that the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, knew of the wrong deed, you know what I'm saying, the cheating, the inappropriate act, you know. So what I want to say is, fuck Tom Brady. I knew the motherfuckers a cheater from get-go. The motherfuckers fucked us, and I ain't bitter. The motherfuckers fucked us out of our motherfucking championship. Not saying that we would have won that, but by the fact that they set up there and taped our plays and shit before that Super Bowl, man, that was a cheating move. That's like a motherfucker playing Madden, watching, you know, looking at your screen at your plays. You know what I'm saying? That shit, man, that ain't what the heart of a champion. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady just fucked his whole legacy up, if you ask me, because now the motherfucker is going to be looked at by his peers as a cheating motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like middle fingers to the motherfucking Pats. You know what I'm saying? Middle fingers to the Pats fans, because they're going to defend that shit like it was cool. But yet, if it was a rival, anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Say it was the New York Giants, say the Giants cheated them. Man, they have a fucking count. Man, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? The Pats, I knew them. I told y'all there's some cheap motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. STL, you like Tom Brady.
He's damn straight. He's a good ass. You know what?
Oh, my God.
I don't give a fuck about a phone record. I don't give a fuck about a text message. But I'm going to tell you, if you know how to play football, that motherfucker could be flat. And you still going to do what you got
to
do.
But you don't know how to play football. What are you saying?
I was good at it. I played football, dog. When I was in high school.
You played.
If you
flag
good
football.
At what you do, you good at what you do.
No. Rules are made to be followed, not broken. You know what I'm saying?
They break them every day, baby. It's a money game. This shit is all about the money.
No, it ain't, Mr. Tell, you're looking at it as a non-jock. Okay. On a real motherfucker level.
I'm
not worried about that. I'm glad I didn't go to motherfucking. I never want to be a goddamn pirate. I'm a ram for life. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't want to go to voodoo either.
Here's my thing. You know what I'm saying? With that bullshit right there, nobody respects a cheater. It's like nobody respects a liar. Like they said on ESPN, if the motherfucker would have came out and took responsibility, hey, I fucked up, I made a bad decision, you know, say I let greed get in the way of everything, I apologize. Who wouldn't forget that? As long as your ass don't, but you, it still takes some time to build that trust back up. But when you playing out there and the people giving they all, they work all season to get there and you fuck them, come on, man. That's bullshit. You talking about what, man? Ain't no, man, it's a regulation. The balls, if that was the case, why not hand the balls to the fucking officials on that wait until after the officials check the ball? I mean, come on now. Cheating is cheating. At the end of the day, cheaters never win. And I hope they strip the motherfuckers for everything. The rings, the banners, erase them bitches out of motherfucking the history books is the greatest team, because the greatest team been cheating us for years, truth be told.
Yeah, and on top of that, they didn't just cheat the other team, they cheated the fans, and that's what you got to understand. That's where you get your money from. You ain't going to be no team in no NFL or no NBA if you lose all your fans. So you got to think about it. There's money behind it. People won't fuck with you when you lie to them like that. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of fans that's loyal and shit. You know what I mean? Because the fans feel like if the team get called a cheater, it feel like the city's getting called cheaters. You see what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Nobody wants to be known as a cheater. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit, man. In sports, man, come on, man. We play this game. It's for the love of the game, man. Fuck everything else. Play the game.
And this shit is a fucking conglomerate. It's never about the love of the game unless you just sitting on the sidelines as a fan. It's a conglomerate.
I don't even want to talk about this no more with you because no, you don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do you, baby.
Oh no, hey baby, I've been playing sports all my motherfucking life.
I play football just like you play your sport. I play football.
Oh, get out of here! Oh my God, you.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. You better check the statistics, baby.
We had a girl that played on our team, but she was a kicker. Come on, man, stop it. Oh, my God,
you
really, you play
it.
Full.
Now, you stop it. How about that?
You full of shit with that. You got to have a heart of a champion to understand that nobody respects a cheater in the game.
I have a heart of a champion to do what I do and deal with the motherfuckers I deal with. I'm a fucking beast.
What the fuck you talking about?
I know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's just what I said.
Flat out.
And
you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
You tell yourself that. It sounds good. It sounds good.
No. Man, hold her
ass. STL.
STL.
Yeah. How you think
football.
That man wife feeling?
How do I what?
How you think Tom Brady wife feeling? Damn, you'll cheat on your own team. Fuck, you'll cheat on me.
She didn't give a fuck. You see that? You see that bullshit? She don't give a fuck. You see that bullshit comment she made? When she made that motherfucking comment
when
Ray Lewis
get on the wrong.
Damn,
I'm sorry. Was your name Miss STL? But I mean, when you know what I'm saying, get on the road. I mean, it just depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends on the person. I mean, these people get out there. You go around the world. You know, you're gone for certain amounts of time, and I think it's hard to hold on to that trust sometimes with your partner when you're gone for long periods of time, you on the road for all this time. It does put the strain on certain relationships, so I don't really know how she's feeling, and then again, she hasn't spoke out about it herself, so
hey,
it ain't no telling how she feels about it.
Hold on,
We're gonna go to break. I don't know what you're talking about. We're going to go to break.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Giselle moves just as much as Tom. She just retired, so her ass is barely at home, too. That's all I'm saying. Truth be told, it's
great. This dude got enough money. His wife ain't got to work. He could take her with him.
Yeah.
Shit, Giselle done made hella money.
It's his choice on how he moved. But, you know, we can get back into it if y'all want to, but we finna get in this break.
No.
Get the Naira Alfonso Honest Eyes
Nuria.
Real quick.
Nuria
on this
Alfonso.
Nuria.
Yes, ma'am.
Alfonso Honest Eyes right here on Dial House Radio, baby.
What you know about Nuria?
Be told.
There go.
What you know about Nuria? Huh?
This
Just
Honest Eyes.
What you
eyes.
Know about Nuria? Let me
honest
find
eyes.
Our phone, man. Let's go, y'all.
Honest Eyes right here on Dial House Radio. Truth be told, once again, Wednesday night, that hump day cure, you dig? We finna go ahead and jump off into this next segment of the roundtable discussion. And I would like to ask you guys, in regards to, now, you know it's been a big beef with Lil Wayne and Young Thug. And, you know, recently Lil Wayne bus got shot up. But now the game is getting involved. I guess him and Lil Wayne are really close. So he stepped the Young Thug, chill out, back up off of Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Don't show your face in L.A. because he does have some concerts. Young Thug does have some concerts coming up in L.A. He like, squash your beef or, you know what I'm saying, we sending them Pyrus after you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do y'all think about that? How do y'all think that's finna go down? Do y'all think, like, the game finna just come in and, like, fight Lil Wayne's battle for him? Or what y'all think about that?
I was looking at that earlier, and old boy also made a video, Young Thug made a video responding to the game with his partner holding, it's like a, I guess like a little video, a little clip, you know what I'm saying? And his partner was holding a semi-automatic in the back, and he was like, he ain't scared. He said, I'm coming to L.A. He said, the game's gun threats don't scare me. That's what he said.
Who was holding it? Young Thug or his friend?
His partner in the background is what it said.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, out of all of those people named, I gotta side with the game, man. If it comes to anybody who I would think would be that kind of cat in the streets, I don't care what Wayne rap about, Young Thug to me is totally irrelevant. I'd have to go with the game because he seemed like a cat that's just true to the game and down for what he's down for. And I think Young Thug just need to lean back. He could never take Wayne's place. He doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have that drive. He doesn't have the following. I don't care how Baby wants to market him. He just doesn't have it. So he need to cut it out. Truth be told, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. End of the day, the game a motherfucking fool, bitch ass nigga. For a simple fact. Dog, don't know, killers don't talk shit. Gangsters don't tell what they gonna do. Nigga, if you gonna be about it, be about it. Fuck you putting the shit out of him up. So if something happened to Young Thug, who the fuck they finna come get first, you stupid motherfucker? Truth be told, man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck the game. Niggas, man, get out of here. That shit's so fucking dead. You know what I'm saying? And first off, you sound like a real bitch coming out the Lil Wayne defense. Man, let Wayne handle his own motherfucking business. Lil Wayne's supposed to be a thug in the way, so motherfucker handle your own shit. You got a count? Come on, man. Why would the game come out and say anything towards it? You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense. This is why these young motherfuckers is so fucked up in the head right now, because they following pussy fat ass niggas. Flat out. Who does that? You ain't no killer talking about what is like that you come here. Soon something happened to Young Thug, and young, like you said, and said, I agree 100%. Man, Young Thug is a one hit. That motherfucker is going to fall off within the next two seasons. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, come on, man. The game, I say middle finger to the game for that one, because, come on, man, y'all lose respect for you on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Who does that? You ain't no fucking killer. You know what I'm saying? You're going to put that shit out. What, that makes you tough, man? Ask your age. Niggas looking like Larry Stone, Flabby and Six. Sit your ass down, because, flat out, truth be told. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes. I don't think he has, he just don't have it in him. Not even from the songs, the lyrics, the look. You just can't fuck, he can't fuck with Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne, I'm kind of, sort of, still a fan a little bit. Because all you talk about is getting pussy and it's getting old, but I still think, you know, fight your own battles, bro. That's all I can say.
Right. He should have called that nigga like, man, why did you do that, bro? Because don't do that no more. I mean, for real, man, that's like I said, that's why these young cats out here so pussyfied. They got these pussyfied-ass niggas that they idolizing. You know what I'm saying? Good thing about the game, I mean, don't get me wrong, I fuss with the game, but that shit right there pissing me off because, man, that ain't no G-shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? How stupid do you look? You know what I'm saying? Come to a bitch defense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. That's hideous, man. That right there.
Right.
He's just trying to piggyback. Right. He's trying to stay relevant his goddamn self. Get the fuck out of here.
Right, because it puts his name in the biggest news that they talking about right now.
Fuck out of here.
That's what the industry does, right? Whether it be good or bad, they just want the attention.
It ain't what the industry does. It's, Fuck what the industry does. It's all about the motherfucker who actually goes out. It's about these consumers listening to all this bullshit that don't make fucking sense and fucking up good beats with whack-ass lyrics. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers ain't dropping no motherfucking bars. These motherfuckers dropping motherfucking... they ain't even have bars. So these motherfuckers dropping what I want to say. Well, no. Say, get the fuck out of here. I'm so disappointed in the game for that, man. I mean, right now, man. Man, go sit in the cooler and cool the fuck off. Truth be told.
Right.
That's some bitch shit.
100%, bro.
That's some bitch shit, flat out. You know what I'm saying? I'd be damn, man. Floss, man, you know what I'm saying? Floss ain't going to say shit. You know what I'm saying? Me, I get into it with somebody. Floss ain't going to say shit unless, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker coming to Floss talking about you woo-woo about time, and then, yeah, Floss might say, hey, nigga, calm that shit down. You know what I'm saying? But as far as coming out, nigga, you got beef with my nigga, man. This beef, like, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Right.
That shit's so junior high. That's junior high shit. Like I said, that motherfucker trying to stay relevant. He, man, he finna fall off too, truth be told. Come see me, nigga. Shit. Flat out. Give a fuck. I'm in St. Louis. you meet me, nigga. Meet me in St. Louis. Give a fuck. I stand on mine. That was some punk pussy ass shit. End of the day. How stupid he looked. You'll never hear Scarface come out talking about, man, you said that about Pac. Man, you touch Pac. Man, come on. Man, get your ass out of here, bro. Man, come on, man. These niggas. That's why I don't listen to this new booty rap now. Truth be told. This new booty rap. This shit ain't even rap no more. This like we said, Miss, that this shit nowadays is hip hop. It ain't hip hop.
Yeah, it
hip-hop.
Is.
Motherfucking tight ass shirts. Niggas ain't got muscles. Tight ass shirts. Niggas tucking their shirts like bitches. Skinny jeans. Motherfucker talking about they got gats. Man, sit your dumb ass down.
I was out done when I seen cats rocking y'all seen the skinny joggos that come in at the end, like on a leg, like hammer pants? When I seen niggas rocking that and they thought they was hard, I was done. I was like, for
man,
real?
That's these niggas wearing capris and everything. Man, get you some oversized
Galco
shorts, nigga. Motherfucker rocking capris with motherfucking sandals with their fingernails painted. Sit your ass down, nigga. You ain't get no love in my hood. Don't come to St. Louis with that
Bruce
shit.
There's Jenner going on.
Hey,
and you know what I'm saying? At least Bruce Jenner own his shit. These motherfuckers acting like they thugs. Not for you, man. Tell that stuff.
Yeah, you right.
Man,
hey,
young thug, you know what it is.
Did y'all see that? I was trying to hit this story real quick, man. I didn't even mean to switch topics
we
on
got,
y'all like that. But
we got 2.5
y'all
for break, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. About this missing student where they found his body, the dude from SIUE.
In that car, in that van or whatever?
Yeah, he did a Craigslist ad to sell his car. Right. And then
so
he was missing. And then they found him. Yeah, they found him dead, the body.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they got a suspect. I just seen something came up where it was talking about they got a suspect. Yeah.
Man,
charged
I don't.
In the connection. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Selling stuff on Craigslist.
I know some cool ass cat spot named Craig, but you know what I'm saying, Craig. But also, you know what I'm saying, now, if I got to look at Craig's list, I know it's going to be some shit on there where I ain't even been involved. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to see Craig's list. You know what I'm saying? The Craig's list, I know I don't want to see Craig's list. Fuck it. No, I don't want to see the list. You know? No, man, these motherfuckers crazy, man. Fuck that. You better start, motherfuckers better start meeting up on police lots. Shit. Flat out.
Right.
He said,
beat up on police lots.
Yeah,
that's
like
I'm trying to sell my car
for anybody.
In the safest place possible.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And motherfuckers be getting patient, man. God don't make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? He may not show when we want to, but he always on time. These people be impatient trying to get rid of shit. I understand we all got bills, but come on, man. It's some moves if you just slow down.
You got to. Yeah, it's. You know, RIP to the dude, man.
Right.
Taylor S. Clark. He was 19. You know what I'm saying? He just took his exams and stuff, man, from SIUE. But he had a red 2007 Nissan 350Z.
Right. what they gonna do with it? Yeah. Well, how far
they left it? That's the whole thing, man. The dude lost his life, and the car was sitting right there. His body was like 400 feet, they say, from it or something like that.
I mean, how long they gonna actually enjoy that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? That's man, these niggas, I don't understand it.
Amen. We got to go ahead and get off into this next break, man. We got to take that old break real quick. We're going to get off into this Split Star, Busta Rhymes, Big Rings right here on Dalhouse Radio. It's Truth Be Told, baby. There you go.
Be told.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping like this type of shit ain't soon.
Niggas
be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock conglomerate, yo. Now I can fuck shit up again until a dance done.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Hard in my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Tell you niggas get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind disrespecting. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Trone, should be calling to the Dillinger. 40 karat yellow diamond, pinky ring, or kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stones that cost a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a player, Jabob, dude, Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah.
You would think I play ball.
The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm baiting the town, riding. See me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring.
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shittin', you can catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud. DJ can't play light, nigga, turn your shit down. I bring life to my heart to ride. You cops are on the damn least to drive. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring.
Yeah. We back, baby. Once again, that was Split Star and Busta Rhymes, Big Rings. Once again, if you're just not tuning in, you're right here on Dalhouse Radio with Truth Be Told, baby. We're each and every Wednesday night, you dig? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Now, back to these roundtable segments, baby. Timer. Doesn't know what time it is, baby. You got anything you need to get out?
We got 412 on the line. Let's pick up this call since we're picking them calls within this quick segment. So 412, okay. You're on the air with Truth Be Told. What's good?
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rap Star.
Rap
what's
Star,
up,
what's
baby?
Good?
What's
good
going
with
on?
Y'all?
Oh, man.
Chilling, man.
Good.
Gravy, baby.
Good.
Living the life.
Oh, yeah.
What's good with you, man?
I've been busy. I've been doing shows. I just did a show Sunday. I got another show on the 16th, and I'm trying to get votes for this Coast to Coast mixtapes to perform for here in my city for Coast to Coast mixtapes. I'm performing Smart as the New Gangster.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, I got to go in there and vote for you.
Yeah, shit's ill, man. It's crazy. Yo, what you think about the fight, man? Who owes me
$50? Who owes me
$50? I think it was a track meet. That's what I called.
I was like, yeah, somebody owed me $50, and I wanted to let everybody know I'm coming out with a country album, too.
Oh, shit.
Killing them.
Okay. Well, yeah, that shit was crazy. I was just going to tell y'all. This morning I woke up and I seen the whole game and the Young Thug and everything like that. I said, yo, this is some whack shit, yo. I was like, this got to be one of the wackest beefs that I ever heard since Nelly and Chingy. Like, that shit is so whack. That shit is so whack, yo. Like, I mean, it's funny. It's entertaining. You know, Game said Young Thug need to chill before he take a trip to the nail shop and spray shit up and everything like that. It's just crazy. Like, it's like, we get back to real rap and stop with all this, like, bullshit. Like, for real, yo.
Right.
Yeah.
Young Thug just looked like a dirty needle. Like, I don't know what's wrong with that nigga. Like,
I got no love for Young Thug for some fact. This motherfucker flat out came out and gonna say that he tattooed baby's name on his dick. I saw that shit. I don't know if you've seen it,
but like a couple months back there was this rapper, I don't know, his name is D-Lay or something like that, or Daryl, something like that. And he was on Vlad, and he was talking about, he was like, yeah, I'm a homie of Young Thug, and he was talking about homosexuality and hip-hop. And he was saying that he's not gay, but he suck a couple dicks every now and then, now make him gay. He said for a gay man to be gay, it gotta be 28 women to 2 dudes or some shit like that. I was like, what the fuck? Didn't even take it a step further. The nigga said that he was like, I got an eye on a couple people in the industry. He was like, I think T.I. is real sexy. I want to fuck T.I. I was like, what the fuck,
T.I. gonna beat his ass.
T.I. done found this cat, hunted him down, and skinned him alive. T.I. don't even roll nowhere near them tracks. I'm sorry. I have a knack for this kind
of
shit. No. He need to chill out, truth be told.
I mean, come on, man. On some real shit. I mean, look what happened to Frank Ocean. You know what I'm saying? When Frank Ocean was at that award ceremony, and he was talking about, you know what I'm saying, he's sitting there, he's pitching motherfuckers out in the audience naked or some shit, man. Have y'all heard from fucking Frank Ocean since he made that comment for real? Fuck no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, right. I mean, at the end of the day, man, motherfuckers need to stay in their lane. You know what I'm saying? Like Tupac said, man, I'm trying to keep the imposters out. And right now, all the imposters have flooded the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? The real niggas underground right now. Which, you know what I'm saying, which is cool, you know what I'm saying. Hey, that's cool too, you know what I'm saying, better money. But, man,
yeah,
that's some shit.
It's just crazy. I had a debate with somebody about, you know, the homosexuality in hip-hop, and I was like, you got to understand now, I said, there's always been homosexuals in hip-hop. You just never know because during that time, society was against it, and hip-hop was masculine anyway, so when you had a rapper, it wasn't gangster for you to say, I like men and everything. Now, today is a little different because in the birth of hip-hop, you know, hip-hop was a vice for the urban people to speak up against the system and how it was and everything. They can still do that now. If there was a gay rapper coming up talking about the system and how, you know, they came up and, you know, the struggles that they had to come up with, that's cool because you have advice that you're speaking up against. But I can't relate to a man rapping about how he want to have sex with another man. I'm not going to buy that record. No offense to any homosexuals, but I'm not going to buy that record. I can't relate to it. It's like, I can't relate to that.
Real quick, rap star, real quick. Okay, so with Jussie Smollett, when him doing the whole thing, bit that he did in Empire, not knowing at the time if he was playing a gay role or was actually gay until he came out and came up with the song Up Down, Up Down, and it was about a man loving another man, was you couldn't get with that because of the content?
Yeah, it's more than the content. Like if that's who you are, why would you have to do it metaphorically to trick people? Like when Frank Ocean did that song and people was like, oh, he's talking about, you know, dreams of another man. If you're like that, why would you have to put it in a metaphor to make people like it? Then when they come, they're like, oh, it's about another man. If that's who you are, make that song.
Rap star, did you say the same thing about Nicki Minaj when she pretended to like women? Did you fall into it?
No, I didn't fall into it. I'm a Kim fan first, so I never liked Nicki. But when she was a guy, I was like, okay, that's different, you know, because there's masculine, you know, there was rumors of Lady of Rage being gay and everything like that. And that's cool, and I love Lady of Rage. But it's be true to yourself. Don't come out, if that's who you are, don't come out trying to be something else for the public. So if you're gay, come out being gay and be happy with it, and you'll get the fans. You'll get the fans because the gay and lesbian community is real big and they'll gravitate to you. But when you try to act like you're something that you're not just to get the popular votes, then that means you're tricking not only people, but you're tricking yourself because you're living a life saying on one record how you one way, but behind closed doors you another. So which one are you?
I'm with you, though, Rapstar, as far as, I mean, Frank Ocean, I never cared for the song, and I don't take the new people too often. You got to be a cold motherfucker with me, actually, to take to you. But for the simple fact that, you know what I'm saying, I have nothing against anybody gay, but I'm not going to sit back and listen to no gay, a gay man. Now, a gay woman, yeah, it's different. It's just like some women. I know some women, hey, if they find out somebody gay, they not fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing against them. That's just who they are. But I'm not going to sit there and let you pollute my mind. You talking about another man on your fucking song, all your emotions you talking about is about a man. I'm a man.
Right, I
don't want to hear that.
Right, shit. And I have debates because I got family in I got family that are gay. Me and we have debates, and
I mean, we all do.
My one cousin said the exact thing that Vin Rain said in Holiday Heart. He said, "I'm not marching around in a gay parade. Whatever I do is my business. I'm not going to promote it. You know, that's my business. I'm not going to go out and, you know, be flamboyant. You know, whatever's in my personal life is my personal life. I'm not going to, you know, for attention, because most of them do it for attention. Like, I just don't get when the verse, I think the roles are transitioning, because I think, and especially in today's society, the boys don't know how to be boys and the girls don't know how to be women. So
yeah,
somebody's
the boys,
not
the boys,
some
the boys don't
something
know how to be, the boys don't know how to
men.
Be boys because you got a bunch of women raising them.
Not even that because my mom raised me. She got two master's degrees and a bachelor's degree.
I'm saying, but see, every mom is different, and what your
right.
mom did with you and how she raised you is going to be different from somebody
mm-hmm.
else's mom. And you got some moms who ain't good moms anyway. So
right.
the things that kid is going to be introduced to at an earlier time, it would not be in your life. You see what I'm saying? It could work
mm-hmm.
like that, too. True.
Right.
Well, you know.
Well, hey, Rapstar, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, Rapstar, this is one of our number one contenders right here, always showing us love here at Truth Be Told. Rapstar, let them know how they can get at you out there.
Hey, yo, they can get at me at Facebook, Cameron Ponce de Leon II. You can go on my Facebook fan page, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. You can get at me on Twitter, Rapstar412. You can also get on me on SoundCloud, Rapstar. And you can also just tune in every Wednesday on Truth Be Told. You can hear my voice. They know it's me.
That's what's up, baby.
You know what?
So we appreciate the love, man, and the support you show out. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you.
No problem.
Hey,
I support
keep doing
you every
shows, bro.
Oh, no problem. Like
don't introduce that that Mona Lisa. We're gonna go ahead and go into that Mona Lisa and this SPL.
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Snap. This is your boy Rap Star, aka Hurricane Can, straight from the 412 Pittsburgh, PA. I'm about to introduce y'all one of my joints off of my mixtape called No Warning Shots. It's just straight shooting. This is for all you Mona Lisas out there, beautiful women, picture perfect and everything like that. This is my song Mona Lisa. You're gonna love it. Cause I love it.
We all love it.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, DaVinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on this, a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mama, you're worth it. Did you believe me when I take your picture perfect? You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mama, you a worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty Guadale on it, dressing Gucci and Gavana. If I could, I would dress to you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation from my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
Baby, Lisa. Big shout out to Rap Star. Much love, baby. Hey, but we gonna go ahead and start to wind it on down. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we here every Wednesday night on the one and only Down House Radio. This is Truth Be Told, and this is your girl Miss STL, your host for the evening. Real Mr. Time, you got anything for the folks before we get up out of here?
Man, stay black, stay black, stay down with who you are, you know what I'm saying? Quit fucking with these lanes out here, man. Quit supporting these motherfuckers that ain't going to support you, you know what I'm saying? And fuck with some real, man. We need to get back to the basics. Go start taking these real CDs off the shelf. You know what I'm saying? The Scar Faces. You know what I'm saying? T.I. Hot. So, you know, he's still in the game, you know. But it's a lot of artists out here that ain't eating how they should be eating because, and y'all feeding the wrong people, man. I mean, damn. You, like Tupac said, man, don't listen to the beat. Listen to the lyrics. Come on, man. Tupico, hit me up at the Real Mr. Timer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Listen, hit me up at the Real Mr. Timer. False Lady salute. You know what I'm saying? Dallas Radio salute. Tupico. Yeah.
Boston. The boss flows. Floss the Boss.
The Boss Floss, that's what's up. I want to give a shout out to the whole Dial House family, to the Boss Lady, salute, to my HPENT fam, salute, you know what I'm saying? Rap Star, all our listeners, all the beautiful women, you know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody. Thank you for listening to us, you know what I'm saying? You know how we get down, we in the building every Wednesday, truth be told.
Yeah, this is here, Miss STL. You can get at me again, MZ_STL @Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to check out the Dial House Radio family at dialhouseradio.com. This is all produced by Sexy Indaya Morel. And, y'all, man, make sure y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We here every Wednesday night. We are the Hump Day Cure. We do this for everybody. Everybody who want it, everybody who want to come get it. If you ain't got time, you can always go back and listen to us on demand. You dig? And like I said, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Stay up. Stay positive. And when Thomas said that, if Scarface ever come out with another album, I will be the first one in line. I will climb over your head.
Scarface got other albums.
Like,
Scarface got albums out right now.
Right now?
Get the main. Yeah, man, you too busy
I need to go lurking for that then, because I ain't know nothing about that one, but I need to go ahead and hit that up. So,
man, you know,
yeah.
Saying, real niggas are sitting on the shelf, and they ain't even sitting on the shelf, shall I say, but you know what I'm saying, man, start supporting real motherfuckers like the Outlaws, the Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know what I'm saying, MC Ren, you know what I'm saying, let's get back to the basics, man, let's get these imposters out the game, because I swear to God, I hate listening to the radio, regular radio,
yeah.
I hate listening to that
bullshit.
Yeah. I do it all
day. The same shit, too many commercials.
Yeah,
man, it ain't too many. Yeah, they bunch of immature.
The
they like some immature kids
saying.
And shit to me.
Got to give
truth
up.
Truth be told.
You know,
hey,
we're going to
go ahead
and
get up out of here with this final song. We got Sheree LeRae Mirage. Hey, y'all don't forget, tune in. We here each and every Wednesday night, baby. Truth be told, the one and only Dial House Radio. We'll see y'all next week. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We in the building. Everybody be in the building. We here together. Let go.
My shit. See y'all next week. Be safe. Yeah.
She told me I can get it.